I believe that belief is the most important ingredient in our success. When we see it clearly and believe it dearly, we declare a defining moment, an epiphany, if you will. We declare, I can do this. I am doing this. Detailed success stories I know are the best way to build this belief. So I'm on a mission to interview every diamond and above in Young Living worldwide. I'm learning from them the granular details of what they thought then and what they think now. I gathered all their vital statistics on how many people they enrolled year one to the ER rate. Let's dive in and listen.
Hey everybody, Richard Bliss Brook here with yet another Road to Diamond interview. Today I have all the way across the big pond in Hong Kong, Gretchen King Ann, Royal Crown Diamond in Young Living. Say hello, Gretchen.
Hello everyone.
She has an amazing story. You're going to love hearing it. First, let me tell you, if you're new to the Road to Diamond interviews, what we're doing here is I'm on a lifetime pursuit to interview every diamond and above in Young Living, which I imagine I'll never catch up, because they'll just keep growing away from me. But I've launched on the project. And the idea is to bring these interviews, which are about 30 minutes each, to all of you, hundreds of them. So you have a place to study hundreds of different roads to diamond, different stories, different stats, different ways and strategies of building a business, so that all of you that are in pursuit of diamond and above can learn to believe that no matter what path you choose, you can do it. And the stories that we're building here are really amazing, beautiful stories, and they run the full gamut. I mean, some people enrolling thousands of people and advancing in just a couple of years, and some people taking 10 years or more. They are all legitimate, extraordinary stories. And from them, you're going to all find your Road to Diamond. So, Gretchen, to start off with, if you would, tell us, who were you, where were you, and what were you doing before you were introduced to Young Living?
Okay, so before I started Young Living, I was actually jobless. I quit my job as a marketing manager at a multinational company. I wanted to have a family. I wanted to have a baby. I tried to, get myself pregnant, but, not able to. So I quit my very busy job, of being a marketing manager. And then I was 8 months pregnant then, afterwards. And then I was first introduced to Young Living by a friend. And
tell us about that.
That's how I started my journey.
Who was it that introduced you to Young Living, and how did you know them? What was your relationship with them?
So this friend of mine is a very close friend of my husband's good friend. So become friends, and then she told me about a seminar, a talk in Hong Kong, and that was Young Living's first event in Hong Kong. So I attended their first event in Hong Kong, and the office wasn't set up yet. It was still an NFR, not for resale market back then.
And were you a customer before you went to that event?
No, I've never heard of Young Living before. And so I went to the event and was really amazed by, how the things work, how the oils work. And then so I signed up. And then back then, everything was ordered through US. So that's how I started.
Right. Okay. So I'm curious about this, Gretchen. What motivated you to go to the event? So you weren't a customer, you didn't know about the oils. There must have been something going on with you, or maybe it had to do with how your friend talked about the event. What was the magic that had you go?
Actually, we meet up quite often. And so this friend of mine said that a family friend of hers is organizing, a talk about health. And for me, since I was young, I usually lean towards the natural path side, like the Chinese medicine and all those herbs. So I wanted to learn more about health. And so, I just go with my friend.
Okay. So the motive was learn more about health.
Mm-hmm.
And so at the event, did you realize at the event that Young Living was a network marketing company?
No.
Okay.
I didn't.
when did you find out that it was a network marketing company?
Actually, I was using the products, and after a year, I started signing up my friends. I started introducing my friends, and then I realized that it was a network marketing company because they require an enroller, and then my upline leader back then. She was a silver, I think, Joanne Khan. And right. She actually asked me whether I am interested in the business side because I was introducing to a lot of friends. So then I finally knew that it was a network marketing company.
So how long after the initial meeting before you figured that out? A year, 2 years?
Yeah, a little bit more than a year.
So the friend that introduced you, that asked you to go to the meeting, she never showed you the income opportunity?
No.
Wow. Okay. So tell us about your build. I know your build is different than most people's build. You have your own unique story. Let's focus on year one, which I don't know that I've interviewed anybody yet who personally enrolled the number of people that you enrolled in your first year. I think you hold the record.
Okay. For my year one, I only enrolled one person, which is like almost the end of the year, like on my 12th month.
Right.
So, I was a distributor back then, obviously.
I assume you only enrolled one because you didn't realize what was going on yet.
Yeah. And in fact, my friend wasn't a member yet. So we actually both enrolled at the event. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So you learned from Joanna the opportunity. And so in year two, once you figured out, okay, this is an income opportunity, this is a business, what did you do?
Well, I actually wasn't happy about being in a network marketing company. I had a not as good experience before with another network marketing company. And I was pressured to keep enrolling people, and also when I wasn't really into the products, and so I didn't feel good about it. And so when I knew that Young Living is a network marketing company, I was actually kind of shy away from it. And I told Joanne and Eric, her husband, that I'm not interested in building the business. I just want to share products with my friends. I just want to, share what I love. So they were very good on that. They didn't force me to go into the business. But then I actually kept on enrolling people, and with the motivation of actually getting free products from Young Living, like, because of my enrollment, I get a little bit, I call it rebate back then, right? And then I can use that rebate to purchase my own Young Living products. And that's just a simple motivation of, just using free products.
Yeah, that's a great baby step vision for people to get started. And for some people, that's all they ever want, just get their products for free. So yeah. At the end of your second year, just being motivated by getting rebates on products, how many people did you enroll?
I enrolled 28 people.
That's more than a lot of people who are really working hard at it. So, at the end of your second year, what was going on with your business and your rank? What rank had you achieved by the end of your second year?
So by the end of second year, I was a silver.
Yeah. So you're one of those what a lot of people in Young Living call accidental silvers.
Yeah.
Sharing away, and all of a sudden you're a silver. Okay, great. Did anything change for you once you got to silver? And what did you do in your third year?
Okay, so when I was a silver, I remember it was when Hong Kong came to Young Living came to Hong Kong. Mm-hmm. And then I remember Joanne asking me whether I can go up on stage to get recognized. I said no, because I didn't want other people to know that I'm in a network marketing business. So there were quite a few silvers who are like me, who didn't want to get recognized on stage as a silver. And so it was really, really weird for Young Living. And so they decided to just, have us all stand up on the audience floor. And not until probably a few months later, I started, I have a friend's friend who is interested in the business, and another friend's friend who is interested in business. And then they were asking me questions about the compensation plan. And then I was like, what? Compensation plan? Okay. Let me ask my upline. And then, I kind of asked Joanne and Eric, but both of us are not really that familiar in the compensation plan. She was also started by accident, I guess, right? Kind of like me. And so I went on YouTube and searched Young Living compensation plan, and there was like a distributor, I forgot her name, but she was one of the few people who put her compensation plan introduction on a flip chart. And so I actually watched so many times, and then I downloaded the terms and condition and read word by word so that I can explain to my two friends' friends. Mm-hmm. And so they kind of started, you can say exploding. Because they're not familiar with the products, I was the one who, taught them how to use the oils and stuff, and taught their friends to use the oils. And because before Young Living, I was a marketing manager at a multinational company, right? Where back then I used to organize talks and to teach the members how to use their membership. So it was pretty similar to what I was doing back then. So, and I really enjoy talking. I really enjoy meeting new friends. I don't mind, going meet up with people who I don't know. And And then I love teaching people. I love helping people. So I think with that characteristics, I was able to, you know, go to lunches and dinners and teas and even other people's homes to teach them how to use the oils. And that was how I first started. And then I received a Diamond for a Day award from Young Living. When I received that letter, I forgot. But then I was like, what is a Diamond for a Day? And then Joanne and Eric was like, go, come with us to convention. And then I was like, my daughter was 2 years old back then, and I have never left her in Hong Kong. So I was debating whether I should go or not, right? And then, so I finally decided to go. I paid my own plane tickets to convention and hotels, you know, just for the Diamond for a Day award. And so I finally went on my first convention in 2014. And I realized Young Living is a very different network marketing company. And everything is about products. And, you know, I first time meeting Gary Young on stage. And, you know, he has this leaky eye syndrome. He was always crying. And I feel that he's talking from the heart. And with that, all the bad, you know, impression from network marketing was erased. I finally realized Young Living is a company with heart, with love, you know, and caring. And then I started, you know, changing my perspective towards Young Living. And when I started posting a lot of photos on my Facebook, telling people, you know, sharing about my adventure in the convention. And then 2 months later, I was awarded to the Silver Retreat. And then I started meeting a lot of accidental silvers who are just like me, who got into silver by accident, just by sharing what they love. And so I started, you know, thinking about it. And then I was like, because I wasn't in a full-time job at that. I don't have a job. And then I was thinking about why don't I start looking into this business seriously and structure my workshop and stuff, right? And so afterwards, when I come back to from Silver Retreat, I started, you know, organizing structural workshops and meeting people almost every day, and, you know, about Young Living, and doing workshops, classes every like week, at least once a week. Back then, I was a gold. Actually, I became a gold after I came back from convention.
About your Silver Retreat. Where did you go on Silver Retreat?
Oh, Silver Retreat was St. Mary's back then.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I think it's okay, great. And
2014.
One other thing, Gretchen, I just think it would be interesting for you to figure out, if you could go back and figure out, who was it that had the compensation plan on YouTube with the flip charts?
Yeah. I am going to
who that is and acknowledge her. Let her know what a contribution she was to you, because she may have played a part in you building an enormous business.
Yes, I am searching her right now, but she is really, I mean, her, I think a lot of people are watching her. Her fan page is so savvy.
To continue the story, Gretchen, so you went to convention, you went to gold. It sounds like the two different friends that were really interested in the comp plan, they started building. So how long did it take you to get to Diamond?
Okay, so the following month after I returned from silver retreat, I became a platinum. Wow. And yeah, it was September 2014. And then in year 2015, January, I went to the Winter Harvest in Highland Flats, and I saw Gary for the first time in person. And then he told me that I'm going to become a diamond. And the next month, I become a diamond.
Yeah. Things were really cooking in Hong Kong, weren't they?
Yeah. I think because we are really prone to naturopath, and a lot of moms like to feed their kids with Chinese medicine, like herbs. So I guess it's kind of similar, because our oils are distilled by from plants. So it's right. Kind of herbs as well.
All right. So I want to give people some of your statistics. Now, you're a Royal Crown Diamond. You have 55,000 people on your team. You're doing about $4 million a month in sales. You have built an extraordinary business. Congratulations to you.
Thank you.
I know you give great credit to the wonderful, very powerful people that you have on your team, and Joanna and Eric for helping you. So, but tell me this, Gretchen, what, if you kind of look at your whole career, the last 6-7 years in Young Living, what would you say is the biggest mistake that you have made thus far that, you know, maybe it cost you business, maybe it cost you in other areas of your life? Share some of the things that we can all learn from. What's the biggest mistake you made?
I think I don't like it. I don't like to call mistakes, because when you call mistakes, it would mean that people will not want to make mistakes, right? But then that's how you learn from your mistakes and you try to avoid it. But if you want to say that mistakes, it would probably be I didn't learn about the compensation plan earlier enough. That was actually not a mistake, but maybe if I can rewind my time, I would like to learn about the compensation plan, especially on how to place my members, because with our compensation plan, it's actually the best we can do is 7 legs, right? But then I have many more legs right now.
Yep, yeah. I understand it. So, okay, that's great. And I get your point. You know, my experience and obviously yours is too, that you and I don't learn anything when we're succeeding. The opportunity to learn is when things aren't going the way we expected. That's yeah. When we tend to look inward and we tend to assess what are we doing and what can we do different.
Yes.
So in looking at your entire career, besides, don't use the answer of studying the compensation plan, look for something different. What is the smartest thing, the most powerful thing that you've done so far that has led to your success in Young Living?
I think being authentic and just keep sharing, and people will know that you care about them than selling. The best sells never sells.
Yeah, beautiful. Love that one. All right, so Gretchen, last question. I'm a Young Living member. I'm the typical Young Living member that's listening to these interviews. And, you know, if we took a snapshot of 1,000 network marketing or Young Living members, I think it would be fair to say that most of them at one point in time when they're listening to a broadcast like this might feel stuck, mm-hmm. might feel like they have plateaued, their belief may be waning some, they're a little frustrated. They're in that place where, you know what, this is an opportunity for me to learn what I need to learn to make a move, pivot, go forward again. If I was one of those people, maybe I'm an executive, maybe I'm silver, maybe I'm a platinum, and you had a minute or two to set me free and set me loose and set me on a path of growth again, what would you say to me?
Keep learning. Keep looking into yourself, how you can change, because change is inevitable. Mm-hmm. And I guess it's very important for us to keep looking into ourselves instead of other people, because you can only change yourselves. And you cannot change your downlines, your uplines, the company, or like the out of stock items, you know. These are all the things that you cannot change. But what you can change is yourself, and always looking into yourselves, how you can improve yourselves, and always look into creative ways to help with your business.
So tell us some of the things that you have done to develop yourself, like programs, books, audios, seminars. What are some of the things that you have done to keep studying and grow as a leader?
Okay, of course, the first book I would say is The 4-Year Career Plan. Yay! Yay!
Well, I gotta ask.
And then the 4-year career plan for women.
Which one? Which one?
Both.
Oh, there you go. Good answer.
Well, I think a lot of people think that both books are very similar, so I can choose either or. But the two books are very different. It's just the title that is similar.
Yep.
And actually, Kimmy said that she kind of stole the the title with your consentment. So it's not really stealing. But anyways, yeah.
It was a mutual property title.
Yeah. So I think these two books are set up very similar. I mean, not similar, very simple and easy to read. And so I think it's very good for a beginner to start reading that. And the concept of having a 4-year career plan is also very simple and very easy to understand and very easy to implement. And so it's very good as well. And another one... person that I want to acknowledge is my husband. My husband is a serial entrepreneur, and he just loves creating new companies. And he started his entrepreneur life at 23, and now we're both 40 this year. And so he's been in the business for over 17 years with his company. And obviously there are a lot of high and lows. He's given me a lot of good, very constructive advice on my Young Living business. And he is a Tony Robbins fan. Yeah. And so I actually attended his first event 2015, I think, mm-hmm. with with him, I attended a love and relationship seminar with my husband. And right. I was really, you know, amazed by his sharings and teachings. And so I started enrolling a lot of his courses. And it has helped me with a lot of internal blockage,
right.
And as well as some, you know, some of the negative thoughts that I have, even now and then, I like to keep watching his YouTube or listening to his podcast, and it helped a lot. And I also went to a parenting class that is organized by a teacher, an NLP teacher, and he teaches parenting using NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, and that was actually what Tony teaches. Tony is the father of NLP. People always call him, and both teachings are quite similar, and I got a lot of insights from both teachers, and that was also why I started writing my book, 10 Oils to Help You Own a Successful Mindset. It was based on a lot of teachings from Tony Robbins and also my teacher, Rex Wu. And actually my husband suggested me to pick 10 oils from Young Living and then to talk about the 10 successful mindset.
Yeah, it's a great book. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Yeah, beautiful. So Gretchen, thank you very much. This is a beautiful interview, a great story. I'll end it by asking you to tell us briefly what's next for you. If we follow you for the next 4 or 5 years in Young Living, are you retiring? Are you resting? Are you building? Are you creating new frontiers? What are you doing in Young Living?
I am actually, I'm actually trying to build a community in Hong Kong, I want to help more leaders succeed. I'm learning how. I cannot say I know how right now, but I'm also learning how to create more leaders and help them achieve an abundant and healthy lifestyle.
Beautiful. Do you have a name for that community?
G Power.
Hey.
Yes.
What does G stand for? Gretchen?
Well, one of the points, let me get it out. I forgot about all the three G's. Let me see. Okay. Okay, so G Power, there's 6 G. First is gratitude. Second yeah. is growth. Third is giving. 4 is grace. 5 is good health. And 6 is genuine.
The 6
G also stands for Gary.
That is so beautiful, Gretchen. I love that. What a way to finish the interview. Gretchen, thank you very much. You're an absolute Young Living treasure. I look forward to seeing you soon.
Thanks for listening. I trust you got some golden nuggets. If you're inspired sufficiently, I invite you to join me for Run Through Rank. Run Through Rank is a coaching program designed to have you blow through your next rank with never having to worry about requalifying. We come together twice a week for an hour for 60 days. You'll end up with 16 to 20 hours of custom video content you can study forever. This could be the best investment you ever make. Check it out at runthroughrank.com. That's runtruranc.com. We'll see you there.